He gestured, and for the first time, Leia noticed the homes built directly into the tree beside them. Some of them were multi-storied and quite elaborate. All of them seemed to open up directly onto empty space.
"Chewbacca understands my preferences," she told Rallra, suppressing a shiver. "I was wondering why the lift car went this far down past the village proper."
"Roar! The lift car is used mainly for cargo transportation or the ill,"
Rallra said.
"Most Wookiees prefer to climb the trees naturally."
He held out a hand to her, palm up, and as the muscles under the skin and fur flexed, a set of wickedly curved claws slid into sight from hidden fingertip sheaths. Leia swallowed hard.
"I didn't realize Wookiees had claws like those," she said. "Though I suppose I should have. You are arboreal, after all."
"To live among trees without them would be impossible,"
Rallra agreed. The claws retracted again, and the Wookiee waved the hand upward.
"Even vine travel would be difficult without them."
"Vines?"
Leia echoed, frowning up through the lift car's transparent roof. She hadn't noticed any vines on the trees earlier, and didn't really see any now. Her eyes fell on the cable running from the lift car up into the leaves and branches above. The dark green cable.
"That cable?"
she asked carefully, nodding toward it.
"That's a vine?"
"It's a Kashyyyk vine is,"
he assured her.
"Do not worry about its strength. It is stronger than composite cable material and cannot even by blasters be cut. 2, it is self-repairing."
"I see,"
Leia said, staring at the vine and fighting hard against the sudden sense of panic. She'd flown all around the galaxy in hundreds of different types of airspeeders and spaceships without the slightest twinge of acrophobia. But this hanging out on the edge of nowhere without a solid powered cockpit around her was something else entirely. The warm sense of security she'd been feeling at being on Kashyyyk was starting to evaporate.
"Have the vines ever broken?"
she asked, trying to sound casual.
In the past, it sometimes happened,"
Rallra said.
"Various parasites and fungi, if unchecked, can erode them. Now, we employ safeguards which our ancestors did not have. Lift cars such as this one contain emergency repulsor lift systems."
"Ah,"
Leia said, the momentary discomfort easing as she once again found herself feeling like a raw and not very bright diplomatic beginner. It was easy to forget that despite their somewhat quaint-looking arboreal villages and their own animalistic appearance, Wookiees generally were quite at home with high technology. The lift car rose above the level of the village floor. Chewbacca and Salporin were standing there waiting for them, the former fingering his bowcaster and giving the little twitches that Leia had learned to associate with impatience. Rallra brought them to a stop at the level of the wide exit ramp and opened the door, Salporin stepping forward as he did so to offer Leia his hand in assistance.
"We've made arrangements for you and Chewbacca to stay at Salporin's home,"
Rallra said as they stepped out onto relatively solid ground again.
"It's not far. There are transports available if you wish."
Leia looked out across the nearest parts of the village. She wanted very much to walk, to get out among the people and start getting the feel of the place. But after all the effort they'd put into sneaking her onto Kashyyyk in the first place, parading herself in front of the whole population would probably not be the smartest thing to do.
"A transport would probably be best," she told Rallra.